Thank you and good evening. The board of directors for Arcata Main Street have hired Greenway Partners to plan and implement the 2014 Oyster Festival, plans that will focus on local seafood and aquaculture businesses operating in and around Humboldt Bay. The 24th annual Oyster Festival will feature more than 20 vendors selling oysters along with local artisans, beer from local breweries, and plans to include local wineries as well. The 12th annual Humboldt Heroes Red Cross Luncheon will be held on Friday the 22nd as the Humboldt County chapter of the Red Cross holds its annual fundraiser and also honors local residents who went above and beyond the call to assist others in the county. The luncheon will be held at the River Lodge in Fortuna, and Executive Director Barbara Caldwell said in a statement that it is an honor to provide the chance for all of us to hear and recognize the generosity, kindness, and courage of the people in our community. Among those honored will be Brock Blunzer, Dan Salinger, and Wonder Gustafson, along with members of two separate Coast Guard crews who saved human lives. Other honorees will be recognized for Good Samaritan deeds and for their work in helping the community prepare for disasters. The Center for Biological Diversity has offered a reward of $2,500 for information leading to the arrest and conviction of those responsible for the poisoning death of a dog owned by scientist and researcher Dr. Murad Gabriel of Blue Lake. Gabriel's dog, Nixo, died on February 3rd after eating raw meat that had been laced with a lethal substance used in rodenticides. Officials at the Center for Biological Diversity suspect that the poisoning of the dog was due to Gabriel's work in researching the effects rodenticides have on wildlife. The center is working to get the rodenticides banned from use, and anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Mendocino County Sheriff's detectives are investigating the death of a man in Calpella. Deputies and animal control officers responded to the scene after a passing motorist reported seeing two dogs attacking a man lying in the roadway. A deputy fired his weapon and killed one animal described as a Rottweiler, while the second animal, described as a white pit bull, ran off. Investigators are uncertain if the man died from attack by the two animals, but they did find wounds caused by the dogs. An autopsy has been scheduled for today, and the identification of the victim is being withheld. A high surf advisory has been issued by the National Weather Service, particularly along beaches in Del Norte County, where waves between 15 to 18 feet are expected. The high surf comes with high rainfall totals for Del Norte County, which is expected to get another 3 inches or so of rain in the next 2 days, on top of the 6 inches that fell last week. The rain forced a decision to breach Lake Earl, and the Smith River reached 29 feet before the rain subsided. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Community members, elected officials, and city leaders in Eureka don't usually and unanimously agree on a single issue, but when it comes to crime and crime prevention, Eurekans of all stripes want things to change. There has been a call to crack down on transiency and homelessness and to address the city's outsized property crime problem, and new police chief Andy Mills has heard the message. Mills met with department command staff last week to get the ball rolling on a new strategy in addressing crime in the city. The first step will be splitting the city into two commands, each headed by a lieutenant.
The city will be split into two. So we'll go into the community, ask them to identify their neighborhoods, how they see the city. Then we will do a crime data overlay of those neighborhoods, see what makes most sense. So once we get that in place, then we'll, basically map the city and say, okay, well, here's your service areas.
A close study of crime statistics will be used to address problem areas.
You know, one of the things that you recognize from, crime research is that crime is specific to location. In other words, 10% of locations are responsible for as much as 54% of crime. So the idea is if you can control those locations, obviously you can reduce crime to some extent.
Mills said the transition will take time, but that the new strategy will allow for better feedback from residents and better responses from police. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.